On this particular topic that we're going to talk about right now, I did not want to be right. And I am sorry that I am. But the fact of the matter is, I am right about this. And our own Fifth Circuit keeps trying to emphasize how right I am, and all the rest of you, including you, Mr. Isger, refuse to understand. So, where did this all start? For me, this started with the case of Garcia. It's a fact situation that we all know by now. It's very familiar to us. Chapter 13 debtors. They have a house. It gets exempted when they file as a homestead. During the course of the Chapter 13 case, they sell the home. They don't reinvest the proceeds. Now the question is whether those proceeds are part of the estate and can be distributed to creditors. So I answered the question, of course, yes, of course, it's now property of the estate. Something, of course, that our own Fifth Circuit has told us again and again is correct. Now, if I had wanted to, Marvin, I could have stopped right there. I could have just cited Zibman and several other cases because this was before the Fifth Circuit opinion in Frost.
But you decided to go ahead and just commit plain error?
No, what I decided to do, at great risk to my reputation as one of the giants of our industry, I decided that I was going to take on the question of what happens to that property when it is exempted. And this decision of mine has been so controversial, I might add, that I had my law clerk site check my opinion in Garcia to see how frequently it had been taken on. And I'm proud to report that nobody has cited it. So I can only take it to mean that they agree with it.